I just think we don't really, we try not to buy too much into it. You know, a lot of other people talk about that, but, you know, we don't really worry about what other people are saying. We kind of just do our own thing and, you know, watch the tape, focus on facts and things like that, and worry about what we can do and not really worry about them as much.
One quick word association. I say a word, you say the first thing, two of them. Eagles.
Champs.
Patriots?
I don't know. I got nothing. Put me on the spot. I'm headed back tonight, so we'll see. I'm going back after this. I'm gonna pet my dog and see my parents, and hopefully my mom whips some of that up.
Are you pleased that the game is here in town?
Yeah. Do I seem like I'm not pleased? I'm happy. It's I think I'm just maybe a little bit overwhelmed, or I have been, but no, I think I'm as excited as could be. It's amazing. Yeah, there's a cheesesteak place in the mall. Yeah, I didn't get a cheesesteak there. No, I eat healthy, you know. Yeah. They claim to be one of the best cheesesteaks around. So I don't know. Well, maybe I'll have to go check that out.
What do you remember about James White from your college days?
Yeah, so James played at Wisconsin with me. He was the same year. We came out in the draft together, stuff like that. A good friend of mine. You know, he's a smart football player. He cares a lot about his craft, and I think he has a really good understanding of, you know, who he is as a player. I got a lot of respect for James. It's been fun to watch him. It's always fun to see Badgers on tape and guys that you know. My folks are really close with his parents too. Just kind of randomly, they've really gotten to know each other and. So they've been kind of talking a little bit, and you know, I wish James nothing but the best every week except this week.
What was it like playing there at Wisconsin with that fan base? You know, every year you guys are, even coaching changes, every year you guys are competitive. Mm-hmm. What does the fan base there do for you guys as players when you guys were playing there?
Yeah, I love playing at Wisconsin. I love playing at Camp Randall. I think Jump Around is probably the coolest, you know, tradition in college football. You know, when you see everyone jumping and the energy of that and everything like that, you know, you kind of get chills just thinking about it. I love Wisconsin. I love the coaching staff. I go back there and train a lot of my friends that I played with are you know, still there, you know, working for the program. So I had a great time in college there, and I go back as often as I can. My sister goes to school there too, so I have a little bit of an excuse to go back.
Talk about Schwartz, the versatility you guys have up front. What has that allowed you to do with so much depth on the line?
Yeah, you know, we have a really deep defensive line. We play a lot of guys. We rotate a lot. And, I mean, I guess to oversimplify a little bit, when you rotate that much, guys can basically play as hard as they can and then get out. You can get fresh bodies in there without too much of a drop-off. So we have a really good crew, really deep crew. And, you know, I think even kind of more importantly than that, we have a really close tight-knit position group that, I mean, we all care about each other. We've played with each other for a lot of games, and, you know, we like each other. And I think that shows up on tape.
Teams have beaten the Patriots over the years in the playoffs with that defensive lines like yours. Does that give you guys a lot of hope that you can rattle them a little bit?
I mean, yeah, I don't really worry about, you know, what other teams have done. I'm a simple dude. I'm focused on what we can do and our scheme and stuff like that. So I think we feel pretty good about our matchup.
Does it make it easier for your group that everybody gets to go in the rotation that you use? Does it make the mood lighter in the defensive line room?
I think so. I mean, it's nice to know that you can play really hard and know that in, you know, a handful of snaps, one of your guys is going to be rolling in fresh and ready to go. I think that's a good feeling.
Is there ever, like, any frustrations? Like, you just made a good play, and then you need to go out, and you feel like,
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. We're all really competitive, and when you're an NFL football player, you want as many snaps as you can. So there's a little bit of that, but, you know, more importantly than that, we all understand the rotation and what it does for us and how it allows us to play, and we all have bought into it. And you can see that on tape. And, guys, you know, there's never any sort of trouble with that. We're all competitive, and we want to play as much as we can, but we appreciate and respect the rotation and buy into it.